bold white lettering, Universal, www.universalstudios.com. The globe spins in starry space, the screen fades to black. Clouds over the desert. The desert landscape stretches on, the peaks and troughs of dunes rise and fall across it. A solitary tree stands atop a dune. Odd Lot Entertainment. An Odd Lot Entertainment production. Produced with the Take Partnerships, Alexei Alexander film. Night, the blurry lights of traffic and street lamps on a road. A man sits on a bench in an underground station. A group of lads emerge from a subway. The man looks up. They kick a can along the platform. Another gang stands on the opposite platform.
Fuck me. If I knew we was going to a bar mitzvah, I'd have brought me fucking skullcap. Mate, Tottenham's due north. Are you lost? Or just fucking stupid?
Still a stand-up comedian, eh, Dunham?
Oh, alright, mate.
You know, back when a major was doing your job, he wasn't nearly so chatty. Probably because he wasn't quite so nervous either. Yeah, the major always preferred a scrap to your yammer.
What's your name? What is that?
Yammer?
What is that?
You reckon?
Yeah.
Mate, I think you should get on the next train and fuck off out of here. Oh, yeah. Before something bad happens.
Hey, Jubilee, oh, yeah.
Maybe we'll be interested to see exactly what that is. I mean, you're not exactly top-flight mob these days, are you? Hey? More like a two-bob mob.
Dunham smiles.
See? Now, that's just plain rude. But, hey, if you fancy it, who are we to let you down?
Oh, yeah. Come on, then, son!
Come on, then, fucking
A tube train passes between them. Outside the station, Dunham pushes a man against a phone box. It topples. Dunham headbutts him. A woman nearby flinches. A fight breaks out on the street. One thug punches another in the stomach. Another bashes his opponent across the back. A man repeatedly kicks a guy lying on the ground. Another smacks a guy's already bloodied face against a bollard. A guy nuts another guy in the face. A man smashes a guy's head through a window. Two figures in a kayak row under a bridge with three arches. Crisp golden sunlight pours down over the calm water of the river. A row of bicycles are lined up outside a large red brick building. An engraving over a door reads The Harvard Crimson. Inside, articles from The Harvard Crimson are pinned to a notice board. A young man packs up his belongings from his desk into a box. Others in the office glance at him. The guy, Matt Buckner, picks up a framed certificate for journalism and places it in his box sadly. He puts a lid on the box and is shown out by a security guard. A guy on the phone in a room.
I'm telling you, you don't need Lewis. No, I know, look, I will trade you Keyshawn and Maddox for Lewis, and I'm going to be losing out on this deal. Because Keyshawn, he's back with the old coach, he's back with Parcells, and they are going to be an unstoppable team. You know that, I know that.
Matt comes into the room.
Hey, look, man, he was comeback player of the year. You know, not many guys have thrown over 6,000 yards.
Come on, you don't...
Matt finds cash on his bed. He chucks it in the bin.
Wait, let me call you back. I gotta deal with something.
He hangs up and turns to Matt.
Buckner.
Matt's packing.
That's $10,000. I think it's a pretty good deal.
We never had a deal, Jeremy.
Matt stares at Jeremy, brow furrowed. Jeremy smokes.
Look, I know you got screwed here. But I have my family's reputation to protect. I mean, a man holding getting expelled from Harvard.
He shakes his head.
It's no way. I've got a little more at stake here, Matt. Buckner. Come on, man. My dad is definitely going to get reelected. When I graduate, I'll totally hook you up.
Jeremy smirks, then squeezes Matt's arm. Matt stares at him.
Thanks, bro.
Jeremy retrieves the envelope full of cash from the bin and puts it on a table. He sucks on his cigarette.
You're really saving my ass.
Jeremy grabs a jacket from a wardrobe door and heads out with a smile. Matt shoves a shirt into his bag angrily. He picks up the box of stuff from his desk at the Harvard Crimson and takes off the lid. He pauses and stares intently at the envelope of cash on the table. He picks up a phone next to it and dials.
You've reached Carl Buckner. I'm currently on assignment in Kabul and I'm unreachable. Please leave a message with Marcy at the Foreign Correspondents Desk of the Washington Bureau of the Times, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks so much.
Matt hangs up. He stares ahead, then looks down at the money. Matt approaches a check-in desk. He takes out his passport to show the smartly dressed check-in woman. He takes out the envelope from his bag, counts out a series of bills, and gives them to her. Elijah Wood, Charlie Hunnam, Claire Forlani, Green Street. The woman behind the desk points and Matt heads off. A plane takes off from a runway, flying past a backdrop of skyscrapers, then the clear blue sky. In another airport, he strolls towards a man behind a desk. Mark Warren and Leo Gregory. Matt walks along a corridor.
My name is Matt Buckner. Last spring, I got kicked out of Harvard 2 months shy of my diploma. But what I was about to learn, no Ivy League school in the world could teach me.
Matt waits by the baggage collection conveyor belt. Jeff Bell, Kieran Bew, Henry Goodman, Christopher Hehir, Terence J, Ross McCall, Francis Pope, Rafe Spall. Grim-faced, he picks up his bag and heads off. Executive producers Lexi Alexander, Bill Allen, John Favreau, Patrick Aloise, Tom Holm, Paul Schiff, co-producer Alexander Buono. Matt sits on a train. He sits at a table reading a document with a look of concentration. He flips back to the front of the document. It reads, Death in a Paris Tunnel, the new role of journalism in the paparazzi era, a thesis presented by Matthew Buckner. A handwritten note at the bottom reads, A, this is graduate work. Do you have a job yet? Let's talk immediately, KMD. He chucks it down onto the table and stares out of the window. Music supervisor Jason Bentley, music by Christopher Frank, edited by Paul Trejo ACE. Matt strides through busy Paddington Station onto a downwards escalator. He sits on a tube gazing downwards. The tube draws into a station.
Mike, yeah. Please stand here.
Matt gets off.
Mike, yeah.
Produced by Gigi Pritzker, Deborah Del Pret, Donald Zuckerman. Screenplay by Dougie Brimson, Joshua Shelov, Lexi Alexander. Matt comes out of the subway at Bank opposite a grand white building with columns. He notices the red phone box that was knocked over and a man sweeping up broken glass. A police officer stands on the street.
Matt!
Directed by Lexi Alexander, Matt hurries to a woman.
Hi!
Hey!
Oh, my God! Oh, it's so good to see you!
You too.
Yep.
Was there a terrorist attack? What happened here?
Oh, welcome to Match Day Madness. Tottenham was in town last night.
Are you a soccer fan now?
Oh, don't let them hear you say the word soccer.
Who's them?
British Empire. Uncle Matt, meet Ben.
A baby.
Can you believe that?
Hey there, little guy. He's adorable.
Yeah.
She pulls down a hood over the buggy.
It is so good to see you. But what are you doing here?
Matt and the pretty young woman, Shannon, amble along a street.
It just doesn't make any sense, Matt. Why would you have been expelled if you didn't do anything wrong?
He glances away awkwardly.
It was my roommate. He's a total cokehead. Somebody tipped off campus security and we got our room searched. They found his stash and my stuff. Guess he'd been hiding his shit in my closet the entire time.
She nods.
Really?
Matt frowns.
Yeah, really.
No, I mean, it's just, you know, you could tell me if you were taking...
It's not like that.
So you fought it and they didn't believe you?
He stares ahead.
Matt, you fought it, right?
Look, you don't know who this guy is. He's a Van Holden. I wouldn't have even had a chance.
In Shannon's living room.
So what did Dad say?
You've reached Carl Buckner.
Oh, he'll be in the Ivory Coast for the next 57 years?
Kabul this time.
Oh, whatever. Seriously, though, when you spoke to him, what'd he say?
He shakes his head.
But I didn't tell him.
He doesn't know?
Matt hangs his head.
Well, you know what? If I was you, I probably would have done the same thing.
Yeah?
I mean, once he finds out that his golden boy just got kicked out of Harvard, he'll probably dive headfirst into an empty swimming pool.
Gee, thanks.
Oh, Steve's home.
Hiya, baby.
Hey!
I've got a surprise for you.
Oh, honey, we have a guest. This is my kid brother, Matt.
Matt. Hello, mate.
Hi. How you doing? It's good to finally meet you.
Yeah, and you. You finally made it across the pond then, did you?
Yeah.
Who's this? Who's this? Come here. Oh, I missed you. Come here.
He picks up the baby.
I missed you, my little Lord Ben.
Mm. Honey, you want some tea?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Ooh, tea, huh?
Get over it.
He's a good-looking little geezer, isn't he?
Yeah, sure is.
Listen, Matt, I'm really pleased you're here, mate, but I kind of made some plans for tonight. I've got this whole romantic evening set up. I've got the babysitter booked, and we're going to tickets to see Chicago. You wouldn't mind if we go, would you? Oh, no, excuse me.
Aye, aye. Right, bruv.
It's Dunham, the ringleader from the fight.
Jesus, Shannon, you look rough.
You look funny guy, Pete. Matt, this is Pete, Steve's brother. Pete, this is my brother, Matt.
Hi, son.
Good to meet you.
Now, Ben.
And we'll stand till I die. Yeah. And we'll stand till I die. And now I am, I'm sure
all right,
I am.
All right.
I'm taking him to bed.
Hey. All right, babe.
Shannon takes little Ben from Steve.
See you later, Ben.
Well done. What are you doing here? I thought you were going to the match.
Well, technically, yes. But what's happened was, me and the boys got into a bit of a drinking session last night. One thing's led to another.
Yeah, let me guess. You've lost your wallet.
And my keys. Ah, there's a taxi outside.
Steve nods, rolls his eyes and walks off.
Top luck, my brother. So.
He swigs from a bottle of beer.
Owie, my colonial cousin.
Fine, thanks.
Fine, thanks. Yeah, bruv, you couldn't make Andrew, could you?
Yeah, I'll just piss off soon.
Oh, fuck off, come on. Get some drinks in, get some drinks in.
Get some drinks in. Shut up. Just shut up.
Pete smirks.
I'll tell you what I'll do, all right? I'll give you 100.
Steve counts out notes.
You take Matt here to the match.
Oh, fuck off. You're having a bubble. Bruv, you know I can't take a yank to football.
Yeah, you can. And you're going to be on your best behaviour, do you understand?
Pete eyes Matt, then suddenly snatches at the money, but Steve quickly withdraws his hand.
Go on.
Well, come on, then.
To Matt.
Cheers, Matt.
Don't get much time on your own.
Boy, listen to me. You don't give him the money, OK? No way. Spare for the boys.
All right.
All right.
Matt, where are you going?
I'm going to the soccer game with Pete.
But you just got here.
Well, I know, but I'll catch up with you later.
Yeah, have a good time. See ya.
I don't want him hanging out with Pete and those thugs.
It's all right, he's a big boy. He can look after himself, can't he? Big hand. Come on.
She smiles and raises her brows.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
Just won the star prize.
He holds up two tickets. Shannon grins.
Yeah? How much do you love me?
A lot.
That's not enough.
They kiss passionately. Matt follows Pete along a street with tall red brick houses. They turn a corner.
Look, mate. I'm not being funny. But the last thing I want to do is take you to the match with me. So here's how it works. Give me half the money. I'll go to football, and you can have a wander around where Churchill took it top, or whatever it is that you Yanks do in jolly old.
Tom?
Tom. A tom tit, shit. It's Roman slang. Like, bees and honey for money. Oh, I could say it to you. Give me the fucking bees.
I made a promise to Steve.
Well, Steve ain't here, is he, mate? I am. And to be honest, you're pissing in the wind if you think I'm taking you with me.
I'm not giving you the money.
You ain't really got a fucking choice, mate. And you're starting to get on my tits. Give me half the money.
He looms threateningly.
cops.
Matt kicks him.
Well, how fucking stupid do you feel now?
Come on, then. Dance for me, Yankee.
Pete caught Matt's foot. He kicks his other leg from under him.
Serves you right for fighting like a bleeding tart.
But try that again, and I will kick the shit out of you.
Yeah, the tom out of me, I get it.
Get up, come on.
Pete yanks him up.
So, I'm guessing you're not much of a fighter.
Fighter? It's probably the first fight I ever had.
You call that a fight?
Pete raises an eyebrow.
Fuck it. I will take you with me. You might learn something.
About soccer?
No, mate. Not about soccer. And for fuck's sake, stop saying soccer!
Pete swaggers off.
Come on, hurry up!
Bank Underground Station, Pete and Matt on a tube.
What are you talking about? Baseball is a girl's game. The Red Sox have a guy that pitches a ball at over 90 miles an hour.
Who cares? All that means is he can have a wank faster.
Come on.
Think about it.
On a quiet street.
I just don't get it. What is it with you Americans? You start a fucking war, bottle it, then we have to come save your ass again.
Save our ass?
Yes. And then, on top of that, you kill off our soldiers in friendly fire.
Well, that's called an accident.
Yeah, accident my ass. All right. You all right, mate? Look.
They pause on the corner.
We're sort of going into my place of business, right?
Shut up until you're spoken to and you might have a better run of things. Only thing regarded worse than a yank around here are coppers and journalists.
What do you got against journalists?
How long you got? They're lying fucking scum who write anything just to fill papers. I mean, not your old man, of course. He's the exception, maybe. That's the point. These boys don't know about your old man. And if I was you, I'd keep it that way. Another thing. What you hear in here stays in here, right? No blabbing to brother Steve about how your day was or who said what. What happens at football stays at football, right?
Yeah, all right.
Let's have some fun. It's football day.
They go into a pub with a patterned carpet and heavy drapes.
All right, Pete.
They walk past the dark wood bar.
Aye, aye!
Yeah, good.
How you doing, mate?
Good to see you,
boys.
Pal.
This is Matt, Shannon's brother. You got Ned.
Sweet.
Hey, Ned.
Dave.
Dave Biano, mate.
Hey.
Nice
to Swill.
Hello, hey, mate.
Ike.
Hey, man.
The one with the dodgy haircuts, Keith.
Thank you.
I'll get the drinks in, then.
Yeah, cool.
Don't you get pissed off? He's been at the tight for about 15 minutes. Like dodgy Ruby or something down in Bengal last night.
No, look, he looks lost. No, Ruby Murray, mate, it means curry. We call it Cockney rhyming slang.
Slang, yeah, like bees and honey for money.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Struggling grunt for cunt.
Oh, you went dark.
Why'd you go like
that? I like a cunt.
That septic tank for yank.
Hello.
Hi, brother.
Hey.
How you doing, right?
Yeah, sweet.
This is Matt, Shannon's brother.
Hey.
That's the proper right. He don't give a fuck, bro. He's don't give a fuck.
Mate, he's practically found.
The guy shrugs.
Oh, mate, he's fucking famous.
Bob's a miserable cunt. We love him dearly, don't we, boys?
Yeah, not a fucking brother.
Matt,
brother's lost his punch with
you. Yeah, sure.
Hey, Matt, while you're up there, get some sorted cleanups, bro.
Sure.
Good boy.
Well, come on.
He's all right, man.
Oi, what's with all the fucking babysitting? You know he had a meet set up for the day.
It's all right, Bob. I'll just stay out the way. It's not like we didn't have it last night.
What? It's not a bloody point, is it? We look like right mugs if we set something up and our fearless leader don't show because he's playing pin the tail on a fucking yank.
Nah, he's right, man. He's got a point, man.
You let me worry about that. All right, boys?
As for the yank, he's too modest to tell you. But back in the States, he's an internationally ranked double black belt in karate.
Is he fat? Look at the size of him.
No. Bloody Karate Kid film based on his exploits.
No.
Really?
What,
that little bastard?
Really?
Yeah, it's true.
Fucking straight.
Bollocks. Bollocks.
Come on, why not?
You're lying already. You've been here fucking 5 minutes and you're lying. <It's good.
laughs> Matt laughs along. They pour pints from a jug of beer, chat and smoke. Bava frolics with a young woman. They swirl more beer. Matt has a cigarette. Bava whispers in the woman's ear. She laughs. During an animated conversation, they mime headers or headbutting. They all clink glasses. They down pints. They cheer Matt on. Beer runs down his chin.
He's now officially cockney, the boys.
The young woman brings a tray of shots over. They all take one.
We was talking about earlier about the karate kid. I mean, that's horse piss, right?
No,
mate. She's gospel of Paul.
Really?
Yeah. Well, what was your coach's name?
Little Chinkies. What was his name? Remember the Little Chinky was your coach?
Oh, in the first
one? All fucking three of them, for fuck's sake. Why weren't you in the fourth one? Why'd you let the side down?
No, it was about
I remember thinking, why the fuck weren't you in the fourth
one? Yeah, but you weren't there, mate. You let the bird was in it.
Remember that? Why weren't you in that fucking film? You let the side down. What was his fucking name? Your mentor, man.
Yeah,
I mean, you owe it all to him.
I can't remember it.
Miyagi, for fuck's sake.
Mr. Miyagi. He's based on a real person.
They based him on a real person. That's fucking out of order, if you ask me. What is that? Did they pay him?
Of course he got fucking paid.
Imagine the situation, imagine the situation. Someone uses you in a fucking film.
They
don't pay you. Don't take the piss out of me. I'm talking. This is real stuff that I'm talking about.
Real Mr. Miyagi.
They raise their glasses.
This is our song.
And raise the sky, and I my dreams, they pay a day. Fortune's always hiding. I looked everywhere. I've read blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. United! Let's go fucking mental! Let's go fucking mental!
Bova and another guy jump up and down on the table. People throw their drinks, spraying everyone with liquid. In the toilets, Matt splashes his face with water. Bova enters and glares at him.
Friend of the family, eh? Pete might be showing you a bit of courtesy, you being Shane's brother, no? But get it straight. We don't like outsiders.
He squeezes his cheek.
All right.
Bova backs away. He drags on a cigarette, then flings it at Matt's feet. Matt glances down, then heads out, grabbing some paper towels on the way. Bova stands at a urinal. Men pour out of the pub. There are a couple of police officers standing outside.
Come here, you arrows!
What, mate?
Bova pushes Matt.
Hey, Pete, look, I'm gonna head home. I'm not feeling so hot. Jet lag.
Oh, fuck off! You're not missing the game! You're the one who wanted to learn about soccer.
Pete puts his arm around Matt.
I forever flow in bubbles.
The crowd heads off down the street with their arms in the air. Motors pass the West Ham United Stadium. Police patrol through the crowds. There are two officers on horseback. A bus drives past. The crowd from the pub approach the stadium. They swagger aggressively down the street. The stadium has the West Ham crest, a castle with two rivet hammers and the club colours, light blue and burgundy. Pete winks at Matt as they head into the ground. They barge past other people. Pete pulls his collar up over his face.
Look out, mate. We're the most watched country in the world.
A CCTV camera.
Keep your head down.
Matt pulls his hood up. They go through a turnstiles. There's a strong police presence in the stadium. Pete and co head up steps into the stadium. They look onto the pitch from their seats.
sweet, isn't it?
Matt smiles. Players run onto the pitch. A goalie boots the ball out onto the pitch. Pete and Co stand right at the front, right next to the pitch. The lads concentrate on the match. A West Ham player crosses the ball. A goalie kicks it clear, sliding as he does so. A West Ham player sprints through the defence and crosses. Another West Ham player shoots, but the goalie saves it. A player stops the ball on the line and kicks the ball back in. An opposition player slide tackles, kicking the ball off. A West Ham player volleys the ball, a defender headers it out. A West Ham player takes on two players, he tries to chip it over them, but one headers it away. Various players jump up for headers. A West Ham player kicks another player in the face by accident as the player goes for a header. Bova strolls along the side of the pitch. He has an orange media vest on over his jacket. The crowd stands. A West Ham player runs through the defenders, shoots and scores. It goes into the bottom left-hand corner. The crowd goes wild. The players bundle into a hug. Bova stands in front of the Birmingham fans.
Dirty northern bastard! You fucking wanker! Come on, you fucking Zulu cunt! Come on! I want you, you cunt! Come on, you fucking man! Come on!
I don't fucking believe it! He's over there! It's fucking Bova! It's fucking Bova! Look, he's over there!
Two guys grab Bova from the side of the pitch. Police stand in front of the Birmingham fans. Pete and Co cheer. Bova stands outside having a fag.
There he is. Oi, Bob. Fucking hey. Quality, Sam. Fucking Bob, quality. Bob.
Stuff of legends.
You had a roll your gents full, didn't you, bruv?
Don't worry. I ain't over yet, boys. Word is these twats are going to have a pop.
What you heard?
Not the usual. Fucking Zulus. There's like 15 more of them mobbing up on the tube right now. It's going to kick off near East Ham, so...
Tough going, boys.
What are we standing here for? I don't understand.
Let's get them.
Maybe I should head home.
Yeah, you know where you're going. Back to Shan's.
Bank Station, right?
Yeah, but keep your head down. Bloody Birmingham lot will be on the tube.
That's all right, I'll manage.
All right.
For fuck's sake, we need to be better in a crash.
Don't get on at East Ham, right? If you see any trouble, just turn around, walk the other way.
Yeah, don't worry.
Let's go, eh?
Some of the Birmingham fans are watching as Matt heads off by himself. He strides down a street alone, hands in pockets. He pauses to glance down a side road by railway arches. He heads towards a passageway. Three Birmingham fans sprint after him. He legs it through the passageway and takes a right down an alley. A fourth guy leaps out and pins him against a wall.
Look, I don't want any trouble!
A fucking yank! Where's the young one with the GSC?
GSC? I don't know anything about the GSC. I'm just a tourist.
Oh, well, in that case, how's about we leave you with a proper souvenir?
Ever heard of a Chelsea Green? Huh?
Oh, come on, please.
Do you take American Express?
The guy crams a credit card into Matt's mouth, so it stretches wide.
I bet the Major gave out his shares of Chelsea Greens back in the good old days, eh? Back in the days when the GSC weren't so sloppy to leave one of their own behind.
We don't leave our mates behind.
Pete headbutts the guy who falls to the ground. A fight breaks out. Dave right hooks a guy. Pete shields Matt. Swill elbows a guy in the face.
Horrible bastard!
Oh, he's getting away! Let's go! Come on!
Don't lose sight.
I'll get the van!
They all run after the one guy that's got away.
Where the fuck's he gone?
2 foot small. Where the fuck is he? I'm getting too old for this shit. Seriously, I could use a beer and a lie down.
The van pulls up in front of them.
Get it out first.
Can't get it out of your mum.
She has to be financed, though, right?
Come on, lads, back to the Abbey. Who's round it?
Who's fucking round your figures?
It's your round, isn't it?
Oh,
shut up, Moley.
Stinks.
Stinks of mess.
Get out.
The final guy lobs a brick at them.
Come on, boys.
The windscreen's cracked. They run after the Birmingham fan. They stop.
The fuck's that?
a massive gang, Matt's wide-eyed.
We're coming, hey! You're fucking standing there for your cunt! Fuck over you, cunt!
The gang lob bricks and bottles.
Come on, let's get out of here!
What?
But there's 20 guys!
You're done right. Not when you're with us. You stand your ground and fight.
Fight? I don't know how to fight.
Just think of someone you hate! Come on, then!
They storm into the battle. Matt's floored with the first punch.
Yes, get off that fucking twat, come on!
Matt wipes blood from under his nose. He gapes at it on his finger, then gets up. Full of fury, he swings his arms and finally clouts the guy who falls. A Birmingham supporter nuts Pete, who knees him in the groin. Dave tumbles over.
Die! Fucking
Matt throws a guy to the ground. He pins another one to the wall, then takes a swing at him. He runs over to help Pete, but a guy holds his arm up, and Matt runs into it. A big group of people race towards the affray and join in. A man with sovereign rings punches a guy in the face. A man holds Ike's arm down, so he kicks out. The brawl continues. Matt falls to the ground. Around him, people start to sprint off. Still lying on the floor, his nose bloodied, Matt starts to laugh.
What the fuck he was up for?
You are a fucking maniac, Matt. Look at me. Fair play, son. There's plenty of wood have bottled it and done a run at it and you stood your ground. Good for you, I'm proud of you. Good.
Who was he then?
Who?
He's you was just fighting.
Jeremy Van fucking Holden.
Don't you sound proud, mate? Well, now we've all stopped kissing each other's asses. Got a point out. See the first punch you threw. Yeah. A little bit on the feminine side.
What? Tit gay.
Larry Grayson. Larry Grayson. Larry Grayson.
Come on.
Come on, you don't want to get pinched.
He's got it. Let's push him up now.
They head off. In a shabby, dingy flat, a West Ham colours tying cap and a whistle with a football hang from a shelving unit. There's a West Ham flag on the wall. Matt's asleep on the sofa.
Morning, sunshine. How'd you feel?
Oh, a little sore.
He sits up.
English breakfast, double dose of aspirin. You feel sweet as a nut, mate.
Yeah.
I got a piss like a racehorse.
They stand at a burger van.
Fucking journals. Look at this. West Ham wins 3-0 in a blinding performance, and our little scrap makes the headline. Bloody muckrakers.
So, what is this?
Bollocks journal bullshit.
No, this. Yeah. The GSE.
Shh. Wow, it, son.
What are you guys, like an organized political movement or something?
No, mate. We're a firm. You never heard of a firm in the States?
No.
What? Every football team in Europe's got a firm. Some have two.
Matt frowns.
Christ, I forgot how clueless you Yanks are. All you've seen of us at the stadium rides on TV, innit? Come
on. They head off with takeaway teas.
See, West Ham football's mediocre, but our firm is top-notch and everyone knows it. The GSE, Green Street Elite. Arsenal, great football, shit firm. The Gooners. Tottenham, shit football, and a shit firm. The Yids, they're called. I actually put their main leg through a phone box window the other day.
What about Millwall?
Millwall. Where to even fucking begin with Millwall? Millwall and West Ham firms hate each other more than any other firms by far.
Sort of like the Yankees and the Red Sox.
More like the Israelis and the Palestinians. We haven't played Millwall in 10 years. Their top boy's this geezer named Tommy Atcher. Horrible old cunt. Back in the Majors day, Tommy's son was killed in a scrap. After that, he went completely mental. Lost the plot.
Well, who's the Major?
The Major. Quite a legend around here. He ran the GSE in the early 90s when I was coming up. Hardest bastard you ever saw. They say we kind of lost our way when he left. But believe me, my boys are bringing the old GSE reputation right back.
On the tube.
So basically, firms are gangs.
Kind of. But we're a far cry from all that Bloods and Crips bullshit. I mean, shooting a machine gun out of a moving car at an 8-year-old girl. That's just cattle. See, we might be in a fight and all that, but it's really about reputation. Humiliating another mob in a row. Doing something that the other firms get to hear and talk about.
Like a Yank in his first fight, battering one of Birmingham's main lads.
Pete stands.
Yeah, love, sit down.
Thank you.
It's alright.
Well, Pete, I don't know how to thank you for what you did for me.
I'll give another four. Yesterday was a good result for us. We had a laugh, we had a few pints, cheered on the mighty Hammers. We was completely outnumbered, but we stuck by our mates and we stood our ground, no matter what happened. That's what it's all about.
Matt beams. Pete and Matt stroll up to Shannon and Steve's. Steve comes to answer the door. He studies Matt's black eye.
Look at the fucking state of him.
Don't fucking start, alright?
What did I say to you? I said to you one simple thing, no trouble. It had nothing to do with me. He's walking home, he gets jumped. Bruv, he's lucky we was there.
Yeah, that's right, Pete. I mean, you're a real hero, ain't you, mate?
And you saw the old thing from your sofa, did you? Tell you what, bruv. You concentrate on your family and leave my business to me, all right?
My family?
What is it with you? What is it with you, eh? Do you want Mum to come and visit you and Nick? Is that it? Maybe you want the plot next to Dad.
Oh, my God. Matt, what happened?
Shannon, I'm fine. Can't you see what you're doing to this family?
All I see is a scared old man. Don't say to me, get off him! You got the wrong idea!
Stop, Steve! Stop it!
Pete, please!
Pete protects Matt.
Fuck out!
Steve kicks Matt and Pete out.
Babe, I'm so sorry.
Shannon rushes upstairs. Matt and Pete stroll down the street.
Well, that weren't the smartest of moves, mate.
Pete pauses.
But thanks, yeah?
Matt nods. Pete glances up and down the street.
Fancy a pint?
No.
Oh, come on. You're the one's got to buy the bleeding thing.
Matt frowns, then laughs. In the pub...
Get your cash out, the fat bird's about to sing.
So you still got the dough, you got it?
Yeah, Dave. He's got a fucking...
Ah, shut up. Jesus, you two joined at the fucking hip, or what?
Leave it out, Bob. It's getting old.
Nah, I'm starting to wonder about you two. I mean, if I didn't know any better, I'd say you was a couple of gay boys.
Bubba puts his cue between his legs like an erect penis.
Bob.
Pete steps towards him.
We've known each other a long time, yeah? I trust you more than any other bloke I know. But you're getting dangerously close to crossing the line with me. If you've got a problem, then it's your fucking problem, not mine. But if you want to discuss it further, we can go outside.
Beers, boys.
The two hold each other's gaze as they take their pints.
Come, fuck with that. Crack on with the game,
mate. Pete walks away.
Pete, watch out. Watch out.
Is he all right, mate?
Bubba continues to play pool. At Steve and Shannon's, Matt's packed his bags.
I can't believe that you came all this way and you didn't even stay the night.
I didn't mess anything else up for you.
No, you didn't mess anything up.
So, you and Steve are okay?
Yeah, we're fine.
All right, I'll call you from Pete.
Matt heads out with all his stuff. Shannon watches him anxiously.
Matt, please don't go. It's just, you know, Steve feels so horrible about what happened, and he really wants you to stay with us, and so do I. I don't want you to stay with Pete.
Well, I want to stay with Pete.
You know, Pete and his thug friends aren't the answer.
What are you talking about? What answer?
She hangs her head.
It's just, you know, I've been begging you to come and visit me for the last 3 years, and you didn't even come to my wedding, and... It's just you don't know my husband and you haven't even held your nephew and you show up on my doorstep yesterday and you're leaving already. And...
Look who's talking. You ran to another fucking country after Mom died.
Shannon stares at him sorrowfully. He stares back at her, his big, bright blue eyes wide.
I'm sorry.
She starts to cry and he gives her a hug.
You come visit me?
Yeah, of course.
Matt stands on the roof of a block of flats looking out at terraced houses. He smokes a cigarette.
Jeremy Van Holden? Sounds like a cunt. Mate, if he'd done that to me, I'd smash 7 shades of shit out of him. Sounds like these Harvard boys will slit your throat in your sleep. What was you studying before this geezer stitched you up?
History.
History? I teach history.
You teach?
Yes,
cheeky slag? History and PE. What, do you think the GSE paid a bloody wage? Mate, I'm smart as fuck. Come on, it's brass monkeys, eh?
They head in. Pete and Matt in a field.
Class, today we have an extraordinarily distinguished guest. Mr. Buckner is an American who went to the finest university in the United States, Harvard. But despite his prestigious education, Mr. Buckner still thinks that baseball is better than football. I know, boys, it's an utter sin. Now, it's our job to save this even from his evil ways and teach him what really matters in life. And that is...
football!
Exactly. We're going to play five-a-side. Mr. Buckner will be goalie for the away colours. Now, go easy on him, boys. You know how these Americans bruise.
The boys rush to get their kit.
Right, so how do we keep this fair? I should let every other ball go through or something?
I wouldn't worry about that, man.
He gives Matt some gloves.
Boy.
Matt stands in goal. He bends down. Matt and the boys jump up and down to keep warm. A boy slides and scores. Two boys tell Matt off for letting the goal in. The boy turns two of the opposition. He puts it in the top right-hand corner. Matt dived for it but missed. The other boys pat Duncan on the back. He does a round off. Duncan smacks another one in on the volley. Another boy scores. Matt keeps diving for them but missing. Pete smiles. A boy controls the ball with his chest, keeps it up with his left foot, then boots it in with his right. A boy jumps, falling backwards, and kicks the ball over his head. He scores, a mass onslaught, another goal.
Away team free, thanks to some pathetic goalkeeping from the away keeper. Alright, get yourselves changed, boys, alright?
The boys traipse off.
That's what I call a real ass whipping.
Oh, set me up. That was like the Junior Olympic football team, right?
No, mate. Just regular English boys. Tell you what, you got history next. Why don't you come say a few words about the American War of Independence or something? They get a kick out of you in it from a real life colonial.
Well, American history isn't really my specialty.
Mate, they're 10. Teach them whatever you want.
Well, I sort of have plans with Shannon this afternoon, so.
All right, fuck you then. We'll have a beer later, yeah?
Yeah, see you at the pub.
All right, mate.
In the Abbey pub.
But these kids, he set me up, man. I'm in there. I'm in there.
Bova comes in. He spots Matt and shakes his head.
No.
Bova leaves the pub. A motorbike speeds through a tunnel. The motorbike comes out of the tunnel and goes past a sign that reads, "Welcome to Millwall, London Borough of Tower Hamlets." The driver has stopped opposite a pub called The King's Head. He takes his crash helmet off. It's Bova. Wearing a grim expression, he places a cigarette in his mouth and lights it. He glances behind at a greasy spoon calf. Inside, he eats pie and mash. A group of guys enter.
Well, I'll be fucked. You relate my old mate, Bova?
The guy sits down.
How you doing, son? All right? I'll say one thing for you. You've got some fucking front shame in your face over this side of the water. Do you know there's plenty of people around here love to kick your fucking ass given half the chance, son? There's four of them stood over there.
Fucking right, son.
So tell me, Bob, what's all this I'm hearing about your firm gone all fucking international?
Bova keeps his head down and continues eating.
Don't you even fucking think about ignoring me, you little cunt. Now I said, what's all this bollocks I'm hearing about you having a little yank on the firm?
It's only temporary.
The guy bites the filter off his cigarette.
Temporary, eh?
Do you think I might be able to get a bit of quiet here? I'm trying to have a fucking conversation!
A woman on a nearby table. A guy shushes her.
So, look at you, little bugger. All grown up now, look. And where's your other little girl,
Petey.
She at home, is she? Trying to get her little toes into the major's big fucking shoes.
Yeah, I guess we was pretty small back then, son. Back in your day.
You always did have a bit of bottle, you. So tell me, bub. You come over to Millwall. Did you come alone?
They glance over at the woman.
Excuse me a minute, bub.
The guy gets up and goes over.
Hello. I'm Tommy. Tommy Hatcher.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you know? Well, now you see, that's bad. That's really, really bad. Because now you ain't got no fucking excuse, have you? We're not keeping that shit cunt of yours quiet.
Excuse me? George, you can't talk to me like that.
George, your bird hasn't stopped fucking rabbiting since I've walked in here. Now, can I recommend that you shut her up?
So I can continue my conversation with our guest there, Bother, of the once proud GSE firm.
You can't tell me. Oh,
my God! Do you see what she's doing? Do you see her fucking stopping? That's enough! That's enough! I'll tell you when it's enough, son, all right?
Yeah, Tommy. The package called the old bill, mate. Come on, we best fuck off. Tommy, we best fuck off sharpish, mate.
Tommy's bashed the guy's head into the table over and over.
I'll see you again. Soon, bruv.
They eye each other. Tommy heads out. He chucks something onto the injured man's table. The young woman leans over the man, rubbing his shoulders and whimpering. Bova sits back down at his table and rubs his fingers together nervously. A car pulls into a space in a station car park. Pete and Matt get out of the car. They lean against the boot.
I reckon I'll be back till tomorrow night. Be gentle with her. And remember, left side.
He gives Matt the car keys. They both stand with their hands in their pockets.
You seem nervous.
Nervous?
Fuck off. What's on your mind then?
Just two little words keep every hammer in England up all night. United, away.
Oi, oi!
All
right,
boys. Aye, aye.
All right, mate, you all right?
Yeah, all right, big man.
Yeah, not bad.
Hello, man.
How's it going?
Good.
Hello, Matt. All right, thank you. Where's Bother?
Fuck knows. He's been a pain in the arse all week. He must have PMS.
Pre-match stress. God, he's been right cunt at the minute, isn't he?
Come on, Pete. The train's in 5 minutes, man.
Yeah, hang on.
Pete dials on his phone.
His fucking phone's off. Can't believe he's going to pull a runner for United away.
Yeah, they're going to be gunning for you too, mate, after the job you pulled on their top boy last year. What happened last year?
I might have gone a bit over the top.
Yeah, just a bit.
Where's Dave? You heard from him?
You?
Oh, everything's just fallen right into place, isn't it?
Matt frowns.
I'll go.
Nah, mate.
What? I'll go. You can't just go up there with Ike and Swill.
Look, no offense, mate, but we can't take passengers on this trip, all right? Go on, piss off. I'll give you a bell later.
So how many beds you ready to turn up today?
Swill taps Matt on the thigh as they head off.
Catchy!
How's that?
Matt gets into the car. In the station.
2:55 train, Manchester.
Oi! What, lads?
Sweet, mate.
Bother?
Yeah.
Right. I thought we agreed to meet in the car park.
So I don't wait here.
Look, Bob, if you want to play the wanker, that's fine with me. But leave it out till we've got to stay out the way, all right? You know what, mate?
Sway.
Keith,
Sway. Come
on, boys. Yes, have it!
The train pulls out of the station. On the train, they're drinking cans of beer.
No, I'm not lending you any more fucking money.
You fucking don't owe you anything.
Come on, play the game.
You know
me. Play the
game. You never fucking paid me the last time, you cunt.
You're taking a piss or what?
From the next door carriage, Matt walks in. Pete stands.
What are you doing here, Matt?
I thought it was just the three of you. Oh, ain't that sweet? So what, this your proper planning, eh? I ain't going in with it, fucking mug.
He stares at Matt.
Sit down, mate.
Come on, mate.
Hello, mate.
Who's calling what?
Matt sits down with them. Matt gazes out of the window uncomfortably. The train passes through green fields. Bova glares at Matt from across the aisle.
Yeah, no, not really.
He looks like... Dave, where are you?
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Pell. Listen, yeah, the flight was in LA.
Fly faster.
I'm here.
What, Manchester?
Yeah. It's like 40 of them up waiting here, all getting very fucking excited. So, Al, listen. Yeah, Bov.
Bova listens to Pete's phone.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, man.
Mate, they're waiting here for you.
Don't roll into Manchester, do you hear me?
All right, nice one.
Our latest.
We are fucked.
Bova shakes his head.
What's happening?
They're waiting for us at the station.
What, they know we're on it?
Yeah, must have had a scout watching us get on.
How many?
40, 50.
Can't we just get off at the next station?
Nah, this is a fucking express train. Don't stop till Manchester.
You're right, bruv.
He punches through glass over an emergency stop button. He falls forward as the train grinds to a halt.
Come on, boys! Don't show up now, we'll claim a result. Nah, fuck that. We've got to get next station first.
Are you insane? We're just gonna wait.
Oi, do you wanna shut the fuck up? You shouldn't even be here. This is what it's all about. It's what we fucking live for.
Fuck him.
All right, here's the plan. I call Dave, tell him what's happening. It's about 12 miles to Manchester. We need a couple of cabs immediately.
They come out of a small station.
Fuck! Where's all the fucking cabs?
They're on a quiet road. Matt spots a delivery lorry.
Pete, I got an idea.
I thought I told you to shut up.
Oh, fuck you, Barbara.
You won't! Oh, fucking cut it out! Fucking cut it out!
Easy, easy.
What is it?
Outside Manchester Station.
Who the fuck am I United?
MP, this is MM5, into the vicinity of the live report, responding.
Where the fuck are these cunts? That train should have been here 10 minutes ago.
They'll be here soon enough, mate. There's no way off that train. Stay sharp, lads. And remember, Nigel gets that Dunham cunt all to himself.
Right.
Nice one.
The delivery lorry pulls into the crowd.
Oh, the fuck do you want?
Oh, sorry, guys. We're with Paramount Pictures shooting the new Hugh Grant film. We gotta get this gear through.
Hugh Grant film? Any decent women in it?
Cameron Diaz, I think.
I hope so. She's fit as fuck. All right, lads, let this come through.
Thanks.
The lorry drives through.
Give me 30 seconds and I get the fuck out of here.
The lorry pulls up on the corner. Matt taps on the back of the lorry and the door rolls up. The others pile out of the back. Grainy CCTV footage. They grab traffic cones and a metal sign. Two of them pick it up and run at the United fans. The others throw the cones. A full-on brawl breaks out. Dave has joined them, still wearing some of his pilot's uniform. Pete punches Nigel, the bald, scary-looking Manchester United fan. Dave has a guy in a headlock and punches him repeatedly in the face. Dave goes down, a group of guys kick him. A guy bottles Nad. The members of the GSE are on the ground taking a beating. Two police fans arrive and officers penetrate the crowd wearing protective helmets. Some of the officers have dogs. Two officers grab a Man U guy. The GSE escape. The Man U guy gets handcuffed as the GSE bound down a set of steps. They have blood splattered over their faces and clothes, but they grin and punch the air.
We could have died that day in Manchester. Everybody knew it. But we didn't. Ike said later that the story traveled across England faster than the death of Lady Di. The GSE were finally back. Suddenly, I was part of the firm with the best rep in London. People around town had heard of me. They would hear my accent and say, "So you're the Yank."
They drink beer in the Abbey. They head to a match at the front of a crowd, only police officers in front of them.
You know the best part? It isn't knowing that your friends have your back. It's knowing that you have your friends' back.
In a tattoo parlor, Matt gets the West Ham crest tattooed on his chest. he gets drinks at the bar in the Abbey.
They're on me.
I'd never lived closer to danger, but I'd never felt safer. I'd never felt more confident, and people could spot it from a mile away.
He's surrounded by girls.
And as for this, the violence, I gotta be honest, it grew on me.
A flashback, the first time he was floored.
Once you've taken a few punches and realize you're not made of glass, you don't feel alive unless you're pushing yourself as far as you can go.
He buzzes on Shannon and Steve's door. Shannon answers the door.
So what couldn't you tell me?
Matt gawps at a grey-haired man of around 60. Matt sits with him in a cafe.
I had to find out from your sister that you were expelled?
Matt glowers.
Why didn't you call me?
I did. Your machine answered.
You could have left a message.
Well, I'm tired of having a relationship with your voicemail. You know what? I don't need this.
Hey, Matt, come. Hey, come on. Shannon says you were set up. Is that true?
Yes.
But then why didn't you find me?
Why didn't I find you? What's your fucking point?
My point is, this doesn't look good, Matt. You say that you're set up. You don't even contact your own father. We could have fought this together if you were innocent.
If I were innocent?
Yeah, if you're innocent, why didn't you ask for my help?
Do you really think I'm a drug dealer?
Obviously, I don't know.
Yeah, but what do you think?
I don't know.
Well, that's why I didn't find you. Of course you don't know what to think. You don't really know anything about me.
Matt marches off. His father, Carl, jogs after him.
So you came to England?
Yeah.
Okay, what now, Matt? What's the plan?
What do you really want?
It's just a question.
Listen, Carl, do you really expect me to unburden myself to you? You just show up and decide you're the dad again?
Carl looks down and nods sheepishly. He glances around awkwardly.
Look, I have to go to the London Times.
You're unbelievable. You know that?
Just someone I'd like you to meet.
I'm not 5 years old anymore. It takes a little bit more to manipulate me.
Just an old friend from my Tribune days, I thought.
But you thought all it takes is a handshake from the editor of the Times and I'll have my old life back?
Carl glances down and nods again.
It's just a free lunch.
He smiles warmly at Matt, who looks uncertain. They head off down the road together. On TV, the FA Cup quarter-final draw.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the quarter-final draw for the Football Association Cup.
Dave sits in an airport lounge with cabin crew. He glances at the TV. Bova sits at a desk in a line of other people with a headset on. Keith sits in a small but more upmarket office listening to headphones. Nad climbs down some steps listening to headphones.
Number two. Cardiff City. Will play.
Number three.
Liverpool.
Yes.
Pete watches in a classroom.
Number 7.
Tommy watches on TV in a garage office.
Number 6, Newcastle United. Bit of a North East derby.
Yes. Number 8.
Number 8,
West Ham United. Will play. Number 5, Millwall.
Fucking yes! 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 Come on, Lions!
In the airport lounge, Dave smiles.
Fucking Lions.
Tommy picks up a phone.
Bob, mate. We got him, mate.
Oi, brat, this is gonna go off.
Oi, 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 oi. You're not gonna believe what I've just seen walk into the Times.
What? Oh.
A little yank, mate.
I fucking knew it. I knew there was something dodgy about that little cunt.
Yeah, mate, he's sly.
Here, I tell you what, pick me up after work.
All right, mate, all right, I'll see you after work. Sweet.
You know, your sister's worried sick about you. She says you're running around with some kind of gang.
It's not a gang, Dad. They're my friends.
They wander along a street.
Or are you at least writing about it?
Am I writing about it? No.
Hey, Matt, listen. I want you to come home with me.
What?
No, look, you may not trust me as your father, but as a fellow journalist, I'm telling you, your reputation is all you have. You've got to get back to Harvard. You've got to clear your name. We can fight it together.
But forget it, Dad. I'm not going home.
Carl rolls his eyes and tenses his jaw.
Look, if it makes you feel better, I am keeping a journal. It's one thing you taught me I held on to.
Carl nods.
I knew that. I was just making sure.
A black Range Rover pulls up and Steve gets out.
Hey, Steve.
How you doing? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Matt?
Hey.
Listen, I'm going to get changed. What time's your flight?
Oh, you take your time. My cab will be here about half an hour, so I have to say farewell to my grandson anyway.
I got to take off, Dad.
Oh. Okay, Mac. Look, I know things have not been...
They regard each other awkwardly. They hug.
Great to see you.
Carl pats Matt on the shoulder and goes. Matt walks back to Steve, who carries dry cleaning.
How you doing?
Good.
So you'll be celebrating the draw with the lads, then?
The draw? Wait, who do we get?
We don't know.
Oh. Oh, come on, Steve, who?
Millwall.
At home.
Carl plays with his grandson, Ben. Shannon watches them, then turns away and goes and joins Steve, who's getting changed.
Hey, gorgeous.
Hey.
You okay?
Yeah, I was just watching my dad playing with Ben. He's already a better grandfather than he ever was a dad.
You know, he seems like a decent bloke now. For a bloody journey.
He kisses her and walks out of the bathroom.
So he was an arsehole when you were growing up. Guess that's why neither of you joined the old man's racket.
What do you mean?
You know, followed in his footsteps.
What are you talking about? Matt did.
What do you mean?
Matt was always a little more fascinated with our absentee father than I was.
Shannon, what do you mean Matt did?
That's what Matt studied at Harvard. He was a journalism major. I just really hope that he gets back to it. You know, once he gets your brother out of his system.
Steve looks suspicious hearing this news. Keith, Dave and Bova drive along in a car at night.
So he's a Yank and an undercover journo. Looks like we'll have to give the boy two funerals.
A boy from the land of apple pie, dropped in a culture of an eye for an eye. We're up for combat and beyond that. Sky News news at 10, I'm beyond that.
Wearing a leather jacket and beanie hat, Steve marches into a pub heaving with West Ham supporters. He pushes his way through them until he finds Matt.
Steve, what are you doing here?
I want a word with you outside.
What happened? Is Shannon okay?
Yeah, Shannon's fine. Why didn't you tell me?
Steve Dunham just walked.
Why didn't you tell me you're doing journalism?
Not, I quit. Jesus, what difference does it make?
Well, listen, mate, to some people, it makes a huge difference.
Well, what would you know about that?
Listen to me. I like you, but you have no idea what you're getting into. Now, I've got to tell my brother that his new best mate is a journalist. So me and you are going outside now.
Charged!
Stevie Dunham. Back in the Abbey after all these years. Welcome home, Major. The Major!
Terry hands Steve a drink. He takes it and stares fixedly at Matt, who looks increasingly uncomfortable. Pete's in his flat. He's wrapped in a towel.
Oh, hang on!
He picks up a sweater and pulls it on. He opens his door to Keith, Nad and Bova.
Hi, boys. What are you lot doing here?
He ain't here.
No.
He's a fucking undercover journo.
What?
Nah, bollocks.
Straight, mate. I see him down the Times with all the other journalists, shaking hands and all that. I mean, proper pally. What's all that about?
Think about it. Drops in out of nowhere. Never been in a scrap in his life. Snugs in nice and tight with a top boy of the firm. For fuck's sake, Pete, what else was he doing at the Times? Nah, that means fuck all. Could be in any one of 100 reasons he was down there. Yeah, well, this time I'll have to make sure of that myself. You sure of this, Bob? Because if you're coming in here like this, you fucking well better be. Yeah, watch out, son.
Bob and Nad and Keith make their way in. Bob picks up a rucksack.
What, this easy, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah? The fuck is this?
A laptop.
Hey, Keith, you know about all this computer stuff. Have a look.
Pete picks up some paperwork. Keith looks at the computer.
What's this?
Fucking cunt.
The paperwork's Matt's thesis.
Here we go. First match, West Ham v Birmingham, home. Pete brought me to the Bridget Abbey pub on Walsh Road, his main hangout, and introduced me to his gang. Oh, look, we're a fucking gang now. Yeah, I'll make it go up. Bother is Pete's thuggish right-hand man. Keith, he sort of bothers him falser. You happy now? We're all in here.
Didn't say nothing about me.
Wait, I'll put some clothes on.
Matt's still with Steve.
So you were the major?
I was the major. I guess the sum was still in.
Terry joins them with drinks.
That Terry here was my right-hand man back in the glory days.
It was a long time ago, then, mate.
How did you get out of it?
Steve leans forward.
Well, I was a crazy bastard back then. All I fucking cared about was my reputation amongst the firms of England. I mean, you've heard all the stories about Millwall, yeah?
Matt nods.
Last match I went to was Millwall West Ham. We're talking a good 10 years ago. I mean, we've been waiting for this match all year. At Millwall, yeah? Stepping into their ground, completely outnumbered. We were fucking wired from the start. Now, Tommy Atcher, he was their main man back then. He used to bring his 12-year-old boy to the grounds. Tommy Jr. Always banging on how he brought this kid up, you know, to be like a little pit bull.
A flashback of Tommy and Son on the terraces.
Well, we lost that match. 3-0. And those Millwall cunts started laughing at us. And I just fucking snapped.
Steve jeers at the Millwall fans.
I mean, I couldn't let it lie, you know. So I assembled all our troops and we hunted them down.
Steve, then sporting shoulder-length hair, and his crew confront the Millwall supporters as they're leaving the ground. The two groups engage in a mighty ruck. Tommy thumps a man in the guts and headbutts him. Steve lays into a Millwall fan, kicking him while he's on the ground. Tommy Jr. gets hit. Tommy Jr. gets hit.
I saw that little lad go down. And I saw his skull get crushed under the boots of the GSE.
Steve stops and stares at Tommy Jr. lying on the ground.
I never went to another match after that. And I left the major behind.
Matt stares at Steve, who looks down.
And that's when I met your sister. She was my angel. She really saved me. Showed me a new life. Let me forget all this bollocks. And she swore she'd leave me if I ever returned to it. And when it comes back to me, and believe me, mate, it fucking does, that madness. I mean, when I hear, you know, the roar of the stadium on match day, yeah, all the lads calling me down here to get pissed at me fucking tree. When I think of that, I think about getting back into it. With Shannon and Ben, they remind me. There's more to life than all this.
Pete.
Get all those juicy details, mate. Writing it all down.
What?
You fucking journal cunt!
Oi! You sure you know what you're doing here?
It's fucking undercover! Don't tell him nothing!
I said, are you sure?
What? You already knew?
All I know is he studied journalism right at Harvard, but he's dropped out.
We found his journal, full of stories about all of us.
Just a fucking diary.
Ned saw you at the Times with a couple of journals.
That was my dad. He's the journalist. You knew that.
Your man's a fucking journo and you knew about it. Look, that don't mean nothing yet, boss.
He what? He studies to be a journo. His old man is a journo. What's the fucking difference? You let one of them get in with us. I wasn't trying to get anything.
You shut up. I don't care who he is or what he's done. You don't do someone on the deck.
What's fucking wrong with you, eh? He's gonna bury us all and what? You're just gonna sit down and watch him do it? Nah, Steve, you're the major. You started this firm. I'm speaking for all the boys here when I say we've got the biggest ruck of our lives coming up and your brother's too much of a bottle job to lead us.
GSE is peace firm, all right? He calls the shots.
Bova, now with a cut above his eye, looks around at the others.
Yeah? Well, fuck the lot of ya! GSE? Get a fucking one! Move!
Pete turns to Matt.
Get yourself cleaned up!
A motorbike speeds through a tunnel. Millwall supporters congregate in a pub. One of them, Big Mark, buys a round of drinks.
Tommy!
Big Mark hands Tommy a drink.
This is it, mate. We're finally going to get back at those fucking hammer cunts, eh?
Bova steps into the pub and cautiously makes his way over to Tommy's table. Some of the fans eye him suspiciously. Big Mark recognises him.
Mark,
sit down,
sound
sweet. That's it, do as you told you, Mark.
Fuck off.
Bova. You know we're going to have to stop meeting like this, don't you, son? People are going to start to talk. So what you doing up so late anyway on a fucking school night? Shouldn't you be at home with the rest of your pals all shitting at the four of us turning you over? What, you had a lover's tiff?
Bova drags on a cigarette.
Well, what do you want, Bova?
Fucking Yanks and undercover journal. He's out of boozer now. Tommy got to give him the chop. He's got a meeting out of the palm of his hand.
What makes you think that I want to sort it out for you? Eh?
Some majors here too.
Tommy stares fixedly at Bova.
Stevie Dunham's in.
Bova closes his eyes, bites his lip and nods. In the West Ham pub, Matt is in the gents cleaning his face up. Pete marches in.
Oh, thanks, Pete. Shut up! It's just stewed in my arse! Who the fuck are you? Look, I'm sorry I lied about being a history major, but that's it. I'm not a journalist. Well, it don't look fucking good, does it, Matt? Why are you keeping a record? It's just a journal. I've kept that my entire life. Are you working for the Times? No. Look, I'm telling you the truth. You've got to trust me, Pete.
Pete shakes his head and punches a cubicle door.
Mate, you've put me right fucking in it. If I don't convince those boys that the head of their firm was not just taken by a fucking Yank journo, the GSE is done! So I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna tell them that Bob's got it wrong. And that you're one of us. And I had better be fucking right.
With a last look at Matt, he goes. Matt leans back against the basin and dabs at his nose with a paper towel. He stares pensively into the distance. Outside in the street, Tommy and his Millwall crew gather.
So, Bova, is there anything else you want to tell us?
Listen, Tom, please, this is how it's got to go down.
Fucking Bova! Afraid you're the only one going down, little Bova. Grass.
Big Mark bottled him. Pete.
Fuck!
This shit with Bova could tear this firm apart. Mate, I need you. Stay with us just for Millwall.
Steve shakes his head.
I'm not going to help you. I made a promise to my wife and kids, all right, and I'm sticking to it. You know, there comes a time when the best reputation you can have is the one with your family.
The Millwall crew storm in, Tommy with a Molotov cocktail.
Hello, boys!
He hurls it behind the bar.
Jeez!
The two firms lay into each other in a frenzy of kicking, punching and headbutting. Matt runs through the melee.
Pete, come on, man!
Matt's punched to the floor.
Hello, Terry! Oh, fuck off!
Tommy gets hit in the face with a fire extinguisher.
Terry!
Tommy spots Steve.
Terry!
Look who's back in the fucking Abbey after all these years.
Tommy, I'm done with all this, mate.
Retired, did ya?
Got yourself a Yank wife, did ya? Had a son of your own, did ya?
Listen!
I had a son once!
I know!
You
I'm
remember
sorry.
Him! You fucking remember
I'm
him!
Sorry.
It's too late! Oh.
Steve whacks Tommy with an ashtray, but Tommy bottles him, cutting his throat.
You listen to me.
Tommy!
You die tonight, and me and you are even.
Steve collapses, clutching his throat, blood pumping from the wound. Tommy spits on him and goes.
It's done, let's go!
Outside, Bova regains consciousness. He sees his head has been cut. He gets to his knees and sees the ruck outside the pub and runs to join the fray. Inside, Terry's found Steve.
Hey! Hey, over here, mate, quick!
Matt, Pete and Terry carry the mortally wounded Steve out of the pub. Bova runs over and looks horrified when he sees the state that Steve's in.
Oh, what the fuck did you do? Get a fucking car!
Bova runs over to a parked car and smashes the driver's window with his elbow. He runs back over to Steve and helps the others carry him to the car. They load Steve in the back. Terry punches a guy away.
Get him! Go! Go! Fucking go! Get out of the way! Move! Move!
It races up a ramp to a hospital entrance and screeches to a halt behind an ambulance. Matt runs into the hospital ahead of Pete and Bova, who carry Steve between them.
Somebody help! Help us! He's been fucking stabbed! Come on, hurry! Come on,
medics attend.
Fucking hurry up!
They reach us!
No! No!
Six units of O'Neill.
Pete and Matt watch as the medics wheel Steve away. Later, Matt watches as a white-coated doctor talks to Pete. He puts his hand on Pete's shoulder. Matt looks over at Bova, who sits nearby, playing with a lighter. Head bowed, Pete walks away from the doctor. Matt gets up and goes over to him.
What'd he say? He's hanging on.
They both look over at Bova. Pete walks over to him and shakes his head. Bova looks fearfully up at Pete, then looks down.
Trust in lads. You always said trust in lads was my problem, Bova. I trust lads too much. Trust the Yank too much. This is how you prove your point? Backstabbing me? Teaming up with Tommy Hatcher to kill the Major? Kill my fucking brother!
Poor Tommy. Just say the word and I'll do it.
I don't need you for that. I don't need you for anything anymore.
Bova reaches out to him and Pete pulls away.
Go. Away.
Please.
Bova's face crumples remorsefully and he bows his head. A lit cigarette in one hand. He agitatedly rubs his scalp. Matt sits in the waiting area with Pete, who fiddles with a polystyrene cup. Shannon comes into the hospital pushing baby Ben in his pushchair. Pete and Matt go over to them. Shannon flies at Pete, furiously slapping and punching him.
Shannon!
You're sick! You're so sick!
Pete offers no resistance. Matt pulls Shannon away from Pete and holds her tight. Later, Shannon sits at Steve's bedside. A tear rolls down her cheek as she looks at her husband. His complexion is ashen grey and various tubes are plumbed into his body. Shannon takes Steve's hand. He opens his eyes and squeezes her hand. She looks round at him and he struggles to speak.
I'm so sorry.
She nods and fights back tears.
I know.
She looks down and sobs, still holding his hand.
The doctor said that you're going to be okay. He said it's just going to take a little time.
She holds his hand to her lips and kisses it.
We're leaving tomorrow.
Steve looks over at her. She struggles to make eye contact with him. She tries to smile through her tears.
It's not safe for us here now.
Steve looks over at baby Ben in his pushchair. Shannon's face shudders as she tries to contain her emotions. She sobs silently. Steve leans back against his pillow. Pete and Matt join the rest of his crew outside the hospital.
You all right, man?
How is he?
He's hanging in.
What's wrong now?
You let Tommy know I want a straightener. Tomorrow.
All right.
We finish this once and for all. Somewhere quiet. Away from old Bill. Your mate still runs security at Trinity Wharf.
Yeah.
Galdman, set it up.
Sure.
Come on.
They head off. Shannon is at home, busy packing. She goes to the door and opens it to Matt and Pete.
What's going on?
Ben and I are on the noon flight to Boston.
You can't leave him. He was trying to protect us. You can't do this to him, Shannon.
Yes, she can. She has to. So should you.
I'm going with you to that wharf tomorrow.
Jesus Christ.
They crash our pub. They put your brother in the hospital.
That ain't your problem anymore.
The fuck are you talking about? I've got just as much at stake here as you do.
Matt, listen to me. It's time to go home.
I don't know where my home is anymore.
I think we both know where it ain't. Mate, this is my fight. It's my brother in the hospital. I'll take care of Tommy. Go on, mate.
Pete goes, leaving Matt looking lost. Bova sits on a bench on the embankment near Tower Bridge. He puffs on a cigarette and swigs from a half-drunk bottle of cheap vodka. He takes a last drag on the cigarette and tosses it away. He sits back and stares bitterly out over the river. He gets to his feet and stands on the bench. He yells across the river.
I'm forever blowing with bubbles! Pretty bubbles in there, yeah! They fly so high! They reach the sky! And like...
His face contorts with a mixture of guilt and remorse. He sits down on the back of the bench. He slips off the back of the bench and sits down on it. He hunches forward, holding his head in his hands. The next morning, the Abbey remains standing with its windows broken in. A St. George cross and a Union flag flutter from two windows. Ike walks into his kitchen where his girlfriend is doing the washing up. He gives her a hug and a kiss. Dave sits pensively on his bed. Pete sits staring into the distance with his hands clasped in front of him. Matt stands smoking a cigarette outside. Dave rubs his chin as he sits on his bed. Swill leaves his terraced house and turns up his collar. He walks away. Dave steps out of his bedroom, rubbing his hands together. Grim-faced, Ike pulls a Parker anorak on and leaves his house. Pete gets to his feet, zips up his jacket, grabs his keys and goes. Bova lies unconscious on the bench, the empty vodka bottle rolling on the pavement beside him. As Matt stands smoking by the kitchen door, Shannon walks over and joins him. He continues staring into the distance.
You're doing the right thing, Matt.
He doesn't look at her.
Yeah.
She nods and looks down. She takes his cigarette and takes a drag on it.
You know that back home nobody's gonna care about your rep here. You know that, right?
He looks round at her. She puffs nervously on the cigarette. He takes back the cigarette and looks away up the street.
I'm gonna call a cab.
He nods. Arms folded, she walks back inside. Matt stares into the distance. Pete and the crew meet up outside the Abbey.
Where's Matt?
Finally went out. Come on.
They head off. Tommy and his firm make their way to the fight venue at Trinity Wharf. A policeman finds Bova asleep on the bench. He prods him with his baton. Bova wakes up and stares at the copper in alarm. He sits up and rubs his face, then runs away as fast as he can. Shannon carries Ben out of the kitchen.
The cab's on its way. Matt?
He's gone.
Matt?
The front door has been left open wide.
Matt?
She looks around and realizes where he's gone. He crosses the road and runs on down another street. As Pete and the GSE firm walk down a street in an industrial area, Matt runs up behind them. He trots through the guys until he gets to the front. He's walking along beside Pete, who looks at him. Matt nods.
In the far away fires, where the hills forever burn, at the feet of our heroes.
Shannon drives along in the Range Rover with Ben in the back.
But the lesson is lost there.
The GSE firm walk out onto some waste ground near the Millennium Dome. The Millwall crew are already there, waiting for them.
That we are one flesh, one breath, one life, one blood.
The rival firms face up to each other. Already sporting two black eyes from the previous night, Tommy stares over at Pete, then yells, and the two sides charge.
I stood by the river.
As they run, they hurl missiles at each other. Ike takes on a bloke with a stick. Someone gets their face slashed. Ike punches and headbutts his opponent to the ground and continues punching him to a bloody pulp. Matt tussles with the bloke who hit him the night before. The bloke swings a punch at Matt. He dodges it and hits the guy twice. Ike stands up and watches the merciless fight around him. Men sprawl in the dirt. Pete slams his fist into Tommy's face until another Millwall fan drags him off Tommy. The brawl continues all around them.
Then I fell to the ground.
Tommy kicks Pete as he tries to get up. Pete kicks Tommy back and smashes him in the face a couple more times. Tommy catches Pete's leg and throws him back. Tommy pulls a telescopic baton from his pocket and flicks it open. He whacks Pete with it. Matt takes a punch in the face, making him spit blood. He falls and grabs a stick. He hits his attacker, breaking his arm, then smacks him in the face, felling him. Tommy hits Pete in the stomach with the baton. As Pete gets up, Tommy hits him on the leg and he falls.
There was peace in the twilight.
At least one of you Dunham cunts are gonna pay for my fucking voice!
He's about to finish Pete when Bova charges him, knocking him over. Bova repeatedly smashes Tommy in the face, then headbutts him. Bova runs back over to Pete.
Well made, Bova. Never could turn down a good scrap. You know me, bro.
Come on, give up!
Bova and Matt help Pete up. Big Mark runs over to Tommy and pulls him to his feet. He sits Tommy down on a low wall. Matt sees the Range Rover drive up.
Holy shit!
Shoot him! Shoot! Stop!
Shoot him over here!
She pulls up a short distance from the melee.
Matt, don't be a fucking idiot! Get her out of here! Shannon, stop!
Matt!
Shannon, stop!
Hey, Pete, what are you doing?
Matt! Fucking hell, Tommy. That's Steve Dunham's wife.
Tommy loses that cop! Do you know what you'll do to her? He's a fucking animal!
Hello, love.
Big Mark.
Matt!
She gets in the car.
Go on, let me in your fucking car! Let me in, you slag! I'll smash his fucking window in!
I'll smash his fucking window!
Are you okay? Is Ben okay?
Yes, Matt!
Big Mark tosses Matt over the bonnet of the car.
You're gonna get it now, you little yank!
He punches Matt.
What? You wanna make up for what you've done? Get my brother's family out of here.
Bova charges at Big Mark, hitting him with a flying kick against the car. He and Matt lay into Big Mark, punching him repeatedly. Pete sees Tommy walking towards the car and hobbles towards him.
Tommy! Don't you want to finish me off then?
You already finished, little Petey. The NTO will take care of you in a minute, you mug.
We didn't kill your son, Tommy! You did! You should have protected him, mate! He was your son!
Don't you talk about my fucking son!
He was your son,
Don't talk about what!
He was your fucking son! Get in the fucking motor! Get in the fucking car! Don't leave him, poor little mama! His face was all battered and torn! He made me feel sick! I hit him with a brick! Now the cunt's not laughing or singing! No more! He's not laughing or singing!
That's it, it's enough!
Fuck! Hang on!
Get us out of here! Go!
You can't leave him! Pay!
Matt drives away with Shannon and Ben.
Fucking help him!
Bova crouches beside Pete as three of the GSE firm hold Tommy back. Everyone else has stopped fighting. Bloodied and bruised, they stare down numbly at Pete. Realising he's dead, Bova lets Pete's head loll back against the muddy ground. The two firms stand in an open circle around the body. Bova flops across it. His face stained with blood, Matt drives the Range Rover. At the hospital, Terry stands outside Steve's room looking in on him. Shannon looks emotional in the passenger seat of the Range Rover. Terry tries to restrain Steve as he pulls the drip out of his own arm. He struggles with Terry as he tries to get out of bed, blood pouring down his left forearm. Shannon breaks down in tears as they drive on. The Range Rover passes a sign saying Heathrow, 2 miles. Matt stares at the road ahead.
Pete Dunham's life taught me there's a time to stand your ground. His death taught me there's a time to walk away. I would never have the chance to thank him, but I could live in a way that would honor him.
He drives on. The screen fades to black. A view over New York Harbor towards the skyscrapers of Manhattan. In the exclusive Franklin Club, 4 young men sit in leather armchairs drinking, Jeremy Van Holden amongst them.
It's too much.
Well, congrats on the Epstein account, Van Holden. That should be a nice commish.
I bet your father's election had nothing to do with it.
Fuck you very much, Todd. Gentlemen, if you will excuse me, I must partake once again in this restaurant's fine facilities.
Fucking lucky bastard.
Jeremy walks into the gents. He checks his appearance in a mirror and rubs his nose. He has a quick look around, then takes a bag of cocaine out of his pocket and goes into a toilet cubicle. He shuts the door behind him. Matt appears in the frosted glass of the gent's door. He pushes it open and steps inside. His face is set in a hard, determined expression. He shoves open the cubicle door and finds Jeremy snorting cocaine.
Oh, what the fuck?
Matt stares down at him.
Matt Buckner? Is that you? Jesus, man, you look like shit.
Matt watches impassively as Jeremy snorts more coke.
Hey, Buckner, do you mind?
You said you'd hook me up.
What?
I took the fall for you at Harvard. You said you'd hook me up.
You gotta be kidding me, man.
They were your drugs, and you said you had more to lose, and that you'd hook me up if...
All right! Yes, I said I would hook you up. Jesus, man, I'm in a meeting right now. Call my office, talk to Cindy. She'll make an appointment for you.
Matt's got a dictaphone.
Joking me, spineless shit.
That you'd hook me up if...
All right, yes. I said... What the fuck is this?
This? It's my ticket back to Harvard.
Give me that.
I wouldn't do that.
Matt shoves Jeremy back against the wall and stands with his fist ready to smash Jeremy in the face. Jeremy stares fearfully up at him. As they eye each other, a smile creeps across Matt's face. He lets Jeremy go and walks out of the gents. Smiling, Matt steps out of the club and walks away down the street.
I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high, they reach the sky, and like my dreams they fade and die. Fortune's always fighting. I've looked everywhere. I'm forever blowing bubbles, bringing bubbles in the air.
United! United!
ITFC audio description by John Waskell and Alice Sanders.